Hi, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. We're Happy back. Monday.
Yay. It's cold.
It is. We're going to get snow tonight. Holy Toledo.
That's going to make for a not happy Tuesday for me.
Oh, no. I am not looking forward to you walking into the office tomorrow. You're going to be pissy.
I think
that What is it about snow that you hate?
I hate driving in it. It scares me.
Why does it scare you?
Because the one time that my car was hit was in the snow. I got rear-ended.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. That makes complete sense now.
And when I was younger, I was in an accident with my mom and it was snowing. So anytime I've ever been in a car accident, it's been snowing. So it scares me.
Ah,
But now that I have the truck, I think I'm better about it.
And when she says truck, it's not a truck.
Like, it's pretty huge.
It's not like a Ford F-150 or anything.
No, but it's got it's a lot bigger than the Sentra, and it's got four-wheel drive.
Correct. What kind of car is it?
It's a Pathfinder.
Nissan Pathfinder.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep, so we're supposed to get, like, minimal snow, like 1 to 2 inches, right?
Yeah, nothing major.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to stop before the morning.
Right.
So.
So how was your weekend?
It was good. It was.
You didn't post any Halloween pictures like you promised everyone
I have them on my phone, and I will put them up tonight.
You have the app, right? You can just upload them to our Facebook.
But I have to fix them because I've got red eyes in all of them and, you know, all that stuff.
You're so vain.
This coming from the girl who makes me retake her picture 500 times.
What? You can't eat a cupcake and look good the first time.
Exactly. I look possessed in all the pictures.
Oh, you're hilarious. So you had a fun weekend?
I did. I went to 2 concerts. My weekend started Thursday night because I went to 2 concerts.
Yeah, you did.
And then I went to that restaurant you recommended on
Friday.
Yes,
if you're in the Denver area, you got to check out the restaurant called Jing. It is so nice.
So I know you didn't eat as much when you
were
there. No,
I just had a couple appetizers.
Amazing.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
And cost-wise?
So it is kind of pricey, but you're definitely paying for the quality of food you get.
And it's beautiful in there. Like, half of the bar is, like, black and fire and... Kind of cool. The other part is like white and kind of
restaurant.
Icy.
And then there's like the waterfall from the back of the bar. It was gorgeous.
You know what?
It was so much fun.
You know what part stood out to me? Did you go to the bathroom?
No.
Oh, that was
the best part.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so you walk into the bathroom and it has the individual like room stalls.
Mm-hmm.
And you look through the door and it's a clear door. So you see through the toilet.
Right.
Which kind of made me nervous at first. I'm like, are people going to be able to watch me do my thing?
Right.
So I go in the door and I lock the door and the clear glass goes foggy. You can't see through.
That's pretty cool.
I want to know how they do it and I want it for like my car or like my bathroom here. That would be awesome.
That is pretty awesome. Well, they have some showers that are like that where like
the
whole thing is glass and then once you turn it on, the glass completely goes steamed.
Back when I used to have my own office, back in the day, I had all glass walls and I wanted that. Like, I was like, I wish there was a button I could push so that everybody that walks by my office can't stare in.
Right.
Because it's very unnerving, especially when like the owner of the company walks by and you're like, you know?
I could see how that would be unnerving.
So we have a lot to talk about today. We always say that, but I
feel like our
talk load is pretty high, so we got to get into it. Breaking news today, Drew Barrymore, one of my favorite actresses. She's been kind of quiet for a while.
Yes.
She is expecting her second baby.
You know, I kind of forgot she had one.
Yeah, I kind of did too. She's one of those people that she's dated so many different people that you kind of forget about the baby.
Yeah, because when we brought this article up, I was sitting there thinking like, wait, who is she even married to anymore? Is she even married?
She has a husband. He's an art consultant. His name is Will Kopelman. And they have a 13-month-old daughter named Olive. And they've been married since June of 2012.
Well, good for them. I'm happy for
her. Yeah, so congratulations to them.
Yeah.
Also, this last weekend, there was a marriage.
There was.
I don't know if there's that many hearts breaking around the world.
Not anymore. I mean, well, especially if they, even if they loved him back in the day, if they see his new picture, it might be over.
Yeah, he's looking a little, I don't know what word.
Well, he is, like he is in his, what, 40s now? Which is so crazy to think about because I was a teenager, absolutely in love with him.
Were you even a teenager when they came out?
All right, I'll be honest, I was a preteen.
Yeah.
Maybe
I was
not even.
I was like high school.
I was like middle, like 6th, 7th grade.
Yeah. So he, Chris Kirkpatrick is the he we're talking about.
We
never really mentioned. He got married this last weekend. He was surrounded by his NSYNC people, JC, Joey, Lance, and even Justin Timberlake.
Which is nice because I heard that they weren't at Justin and Jessica's wedding.
Right. Huh. I wonder why.
I don't know.
Yep. So that was the NSYNC second reunion of the year.
And there's a pretty decent age gap between him and his girlfriend. There's like almost 20 years. Am I right?
I'm thinking so.
She's in her 20s. She's in her late 20s. He's in his early 40s.
Yeah, so it's not that drastic. No. But she's beautiful and go he's him.
He's getting old.
Wow.
Looking.
Wow. You're mean. In other news, I have tissues for you because Snooki has been kicked off Dancing with the Stars.
My vote apparently wasn't enough.
Once again, refresh my memory. Do you watch Dancing with the Stars?
I do, especially when there's somebody on it that I like.
And so have you been watching religiously this year?
I have been, and I've been voting religiously, too.
So did you watch the one where they, it's the only episode I've watched this year, and probably for all the seasons, except for the one season when Billy Ray was on, where they just, they all, like, had four couples out there, and they play, like, random music?
Yes. That's a new thing that they do, yeah.
I read about it, and that's mm-hmm. why I tuned in. And that was exciting, and I think they all did really well.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, Snooki was not up to par.
Which I'm sad because she was dancing really well, and she was getting, you know, a lot of the judges' votes. But you know, you have to have the fan base. And like I said when this first started, this season is a phenomenal cast. I mean, there were multiple people on there that I kind of wanted. Like I'm kind of like, who do I vote for? But of course, Jersey Shore has my heart. So
yes it Snooki, does.
I've got an inner Snooki living in me.
So now, who are you rooting for?
I don't know. I still really like Leah Remini from King of Queens. I still really like her. I also really like, who else? There's a couple. I mean, I don't think that there's anybody where I'm going to be disappointed.
Wait, before I say this, is Elizabeth Berkley still on there? Jessie from Saved by the Bell.
Yes.
Okay. I don't watch. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of rooting for her, even though I don't watch her vote.
I'm kind of not rooting for her.
I never saw Showgirls, so my image of Jessie from Saved by the Bell is not tainted.
So you have to go back and watch the episode where she does the Saved by the Bell throwback.
Oh, yes.
She reenacts the scene where she...
the I'm so excited scene? Because yes, that's like she the ultimate out. Jessie
Yep, and she reenacts scene. It in the one dance.
Ah!
Yeah. That's really cool.
I gotta go back. So I'm sorry, Snooki.
Yeah.
Snooki's out.
I'm sorry, too. I love her.
Okay, so I have an addiction to TMZ.
I know.
I listen, like, every day they have a new hour-long podcast, so that's what I listen to on my commute. And it is like the Kardashian show. Like, they're always, every single day, talking about the Kardashians. So I am up to date with what's up with the Kardashians.
Even though you don't want to be.
Right, and I heard an interview that Kanye West, who is a part of the Kardashians now, even though he's not officially married, an interview where he has come out and said that the Confederate flag is his flag now. He is now selling memorabilia, and he's sporting a jacket with the Confederate flag, and he's crazy enough to come out there and say, it is my flag. What do you think about that?
I mean, I didn't listen to his interview.
Right.
I mean, I guess I kind of would prefer he did that than play the race card, right?
Right. And versus, what he said in the interview, it's quoted here.
Yeah.
You know, the Confederate flag represented slavery in a way. That's my abstract take on what I know about it, he said, according to People. So I made the song New Slaves. So I took the Confederate flag and made it my flag. It's my flag. Now what are you going to do?
And so I kind of think that almost takes a little bit of power away from... Like, he's almost looking at the people that still use the Confederate flag in that way.
Right.
And being like, it means nothing to me. But so, it's mine now. You can't use it to bring me down. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, he's taking, in his eyes, he's like, okay, you want to put a Confederate flag up? That's fine. I'm using it as my flag. So, I prefer it to that versus him using the race card and being like, you know what I mean? Right.
And before this, how did you view the Confederate flag? This is going to be two. This is where our New York, Missouri, I think, might conflict.
I mean, I kind of viewed it as a Southern
Pride?
No, not necessarily Southern pride. Southern supremacist.
Oh, really?
Symbol. Like so a KKK.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
See, and I didn't. I grew up around the Confederate flag. I dated a guy who had a Confederate flag tattoo. And it was kind of a Southern pride thing. It was never about right. the race or anything in my world. But right. when you go, there are people that it is.
Right.
And, you know, Dukes of Hazzard.
Yep.
That's kind of what I thought. You know, it was just a Southern pride thing. So I think it really depends on where you are
mm-hmm.
and what that flag means. So if Kanye wants to make it his flag, you go, boy.
Yeah. Good yeah. for you.
Speaking of Kanye, we're turning into the Kardashian show. I'm so sad. But he and Kim Kardashian, they are engaged. And it was a big to-do mm-hmm. where he popped the question. And he rented out a whole sports complex. Like a whole, the field he where did. The San Francisco.
Giants and 49ers. Or San Francisco, yeah, 49ers the and the Giants. Well, the Giants and... I'm pretty sure that the...
Do they share?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they do in San Francisco.
Okay. Well, that's where he proposed, and it was a big family affair. There were cameras everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come to find out, Kim and Kanye have sued a co-founder of YouTube. They did this last week, saying that this guy violated a confidentiality agreement by posting a video of the couple's marriage proposal to his new video sharing website. I don't know what's new about YouTube. I don't know. I don't get that line. The couple's lawsuit states that Chad Hurley wasn't invited to the elaborate October 21st proposal at San Francisco's AT&T Park, but was allowed to stay because he signed an agreement not to post any video or images from the event. West allowed other cameras to film the event for possible broadcast on E! Entertainment Television, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So... this dude, Hurley, posted a fuzzy 2.5 minute long video on his new website, Mixbit.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's like a spinoff of YouTube that showed Wes proposing to Kardashian while an orchestra played. The video also showed the ensuing celebration with Kardashian family and invited guests toasting the newly engaged couple. And I heard everybody, like even every member of the orchestra had to sign confidentiality agreements.
I believe it. But here's my thing, right? I get he signed a confidentiality agreement, but ultimately they're kind of being selfish, right? Because they just wanted it to only air on the places that were paying them for it.
Right.
But at the same time, if you follow them on Instagram, which I know you don't, but I do.
Yeah, I do.
Her sisters were posting clips on the Instagram video.
Right.
So I'm like, you're not suing your family, and they posted it. Like, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was, come on, it's going to get to the public anyway, outside of just E! Entertainment. So... I mean, that just proves that they're all about the money, once again.
They really
are. Like, your proposal, you shouldn't care about making money on your wedding proposal.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. That is true.
Anyone wants to fill mine, feel free.
So, Courtney Stodden, I asked you before we started recording if you knew who she was. And I am sad to say I do, as well. How do you describe Courtney Stodden? She's just...
Words that are not appropriate for our show.
She's a dingbat. She is...
A slur,
yes. She married a significantly older husband, Doug Hutchinson.
Which, there's nothing wrong with that, but she was 16 years old.
Right.
And her parents signed and agreed to it.
And now she's 19, and her eyes have been opened, and reports are saying that her and her husband, Doug, have split. And now she's walking around the world wearing next to nothing.
Which didn't change.
I know guys don't care because she's got those big old... Are they fake?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Fake boobies and
she just got them stick thin,
platinum blonde, beautiful girl. I think she's beautiful.
I think...
But I think the way she presents herself is not.
Yes. I think she could be come across very beautiful, but she dresses trashy.
I'm surprised she hasn't had a reality show.
So it's funny because in the article... it says that, so this hasn't been formally announced by her or by him.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that she's postponing announcing the split because she's hoping to get a reality show about her finding new love.
Oh, my Lord. I don't mm-hmm. think someone like that has the ability to love. I think they're so self-centered.
Yeah.
Because it's been all about them for how long, you know?
They were on, that couple's show on VH1 recently. It was like therapy.
Oh.
And they ended up kicking her out of the house because she couldn't follow the rules and dress appropriately.
Shocking. Put some clothes on.
Yeah, seriously.
Speaking of reality TV, I found an article saying that trashy TV is out and Americana shows are in, such according as Pawn Stars, Duck Dynasty. They're trying to teach people something.
What is Duck Dynasty trying to teach people?
Okay, hold on. As reality's first family, the Kardashians have seen their ratings steadily decline over the past several years. Shows like Pawn Stars, American Restoration, and Duck Dynasty have risen to dominate basic cable. And while these Americana series don't quite match Bill Nye the Science Guy when it comes to imparting knowledge, the show's stars and producers say the clean-cut reality shows do actually teach viewers things. Yep.
Well, I will tell you that Pawn Stars does, because I've watched that. And so they get a lot of artifacts and things that are worth a lot in there. So you kind of almost get a mini history lesson sometimes when you're watching that show.
And Duck Dynasty ends every episode with a family member clearly stating a life lesson that's come out of the previous 30 minutes. You're rolling your eyes. You guys don't even see this. She is rolling her eyes like because a 16-year-old crazy girl.
Because I'm sorry, but like, I'm not taking life lessons from them.
Why? They're a successful family. They have their roots in their religious beliefs. Look at that death stare.
That would be like taking life lessons from the Jersey Shore.
Oh, heavens.
No, thank you. I'll give it to Pawn Stars, and I've never watched American Restoration, but like, there are some other shows like American Pickers, and like that. Well, that definitely do teach you some history and things right. like that, but I'm not giving it to Duck Dynasty. Sorry. Sorry, I'm gonna have to draw the line there.
They're everywhere. Duck Dynasty is everywhere. It's taking over my life. Like, everywhere you go, Walmart, every 6 feet. Oh, you don't shop at Walmart? Too good for Walmart?
No, I just don't have one close to me.
Oh,
there and they go. Don't put Duck Dynasty in Target, I guess. I don't know.
Continuing on with the entertainment news, Pamela Anderson chopped her hair. I almost had a heart attack. She has a pixie cut. Pamela Anderson, Baywatch babe, blonde bombshell from back in the 90s.
Well, she let's be honest, hair. She hasn't been looking very babelicious lately anyway.
What?
I saw a picture of her, like, she put on, this was had to be like a year ago, she put on a bathing suit for, or like a leotard, and it was just nasty. Like, I was embarrassed for her.
Well, I was stunned.
I mean, it definitely is drastic, but I don't think it looks that bad on her.
It doesn't, but it shocked me.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, carrying on. Yesterday, Sunday, was the first ever YouTube Awards. Mm-hmm. Did you watch?
I didn't either.
But what they're coming out and saying is that these awards were just odd. Very strange. And I just lost the link. So, I guess Eminem and Taylor Swift both won.
A lot.
And it was hosted by Jason Schwartzman and Reggie Watts.
And it was unscripted. Which is kind of weird.
Yeah, but according to this article, you could tell. Like, yeah. It was just a little awkward.
I'm sure.
Other big winners were Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
So over Macklemore?
I don't know who they are. They're not country.
I'm over them almost as much as I'm over Taylor Swift, just to give you an understanding.
Wow. And I guess Swift was not present for the awards, so a group of girls who had posted their own version of I Knew You Were Trouble accepted the award on her behalf. The speech was interrupted by Arcade Fire frontman Wynn Butler, who did his best Kanye West impersonation and noted, I'm going to let you finish, but Harlem Shake was the YouTube phenomenon of the year, before dropping the mic and walking off stage.
That's funny.
The live music video performances included Arcade Fire, who opened the show with Greta Gerwig dancing to their song Afterlife, and Lady Gaga, who debuted her new song Dope.
Which is a really great song, I will tell you.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Good. The awards also highlighted lesser-known artists who've gained fame simply by posting music videos online, most notably Girls, Generation Beat, out of the likes of Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, Miley Cyrus, Lady Gaga, Demi Lovato, and more to win Video of the Year for I Got a Boy.
And I haven't heard that song.
Well, you got to go download it and let me know what you think.
Or you could.
Oh, are you crazy?
Oh, I forgot. Your iTunes only allows country downloads.
I just pre-ordered Kelly Pickler's new CD that comes out next week.
Did you? Yes. I'm not a...
What?
She's a really adorable and I love her as a person, but her music doesn't do it for me.
Hmm. Speaking of music awards...
It's coming!
It's coming in 2 days. The CMAs, Country Music Association Awards, They are going to be on this Wednesday, and Rain is making out with Ashley. Rain is my cat. Rain is
trying to headbutt my microphone.
Yeah, so you could, like...
It's taking over the show.
You can get him off the off the table.
He just wants his head rubbed.
Yeah, anyway. So, Miranda Lambert has come out, and you said this was what?
Very cocky of her.
Very cocky of her, yeah. Anyway, Miranda Lambert and husband Blake Shelton have taken their careers straight to the top in recent years, and Lambert opened up to CMT when it was all beginning to heat up. It's amazing, she told CMT. I don't think we ever realized this was going to happen to us in the last 2 years. So she's really hoping that her and Blake both walk away winners.
Which, I'm sorry, but a family sweep includes more than two. She's a couple sweep.
That's a family. Really. They have animals and stuff.
Are the animals winning awards?
You don't know. So we went to theboot.com, which is one of my favorite places to go for country music news, and they have posted some predictions.
They have?
Yes. So first off, for Entertainer of the Year, the staff picked Luke Bryan. The readers voted, and they picked Jason Aldean. So I'm a little sad. Blake Shelton, he like came in third, fourth.
Yeah.
Who do you think?
I don't know. Because, like, if I was voting, I'd vote for Blake Shelton because he's the only one out of them that I actually listen to his music. But...
Have you tried Luke Bryan? I really think you would like his stuff.
Is he the one that sings Shake It For Me, Girl?
Yes.
So I do like that song. So I could see maybe Luke Bryan winning then.
All right. Female vocalist of the year. You want to tell him who?
Carrie Underwood.
And both from the staff and the readers.
She's amazing, though.
Whatever.
You know what it is, in all fairness? So the reason I think you go with somebody like a Luke Bryan or a Carrie Underwood is because not only do they have the country vote, they've got outside of country people listening to them, right? So that's the only reason I do, you know, think Carrie Underwood will probably take it.
And Miranda's like in second. Casey Musgraves, who is my other person, is like fourth,
but
fifth.
So with the Entertainer of the Year, there's a couple there that are kind of close, but they've got her, Gary, winning by a lot.
For Male Vocalist of the Year, the staff of The Boot voted for Blake Shelton, so we like them. Mm-hmm. The readers voted for Keith Urban, which I could go with, but Eric Church is who I'm rooting for.
And he's
like last.
But again, they've got Keith Urban winning by a landslide.
And again, The Boot is associated with AOL.com, so that's a lot of non-country people voting. Keith Urban is married to Nicole Kidman and a judge on American Idol. Yep. So for Vocal Group of the Year, not much of a landslide.
No.
Who's the staff pick?
They've got Lady Antebellum. And again, Lady Antebellum is more of that pop mainstream. Country mainstream. And the readers have Eli Young Band, which I don't see it. I do love them, but I don't think they have enough of a crowd and enough songs out to pull it.
And unfortunately, Zach Brown Band is in last place.
I need to get my votes up.
Yes. Yes, you do. Vocal Duo of the Year. The staff picked Florida Georgia Line. The readers picked Florida Georgia Line. But it wasn't a landslide. Like, Thompson Square is only 5% behind Florida Georgia Line.
And their new song is phenomenal.
You know that?
Oh, yeah, I was listening to it in the car on the way here. Singing at the top of my lungs.
Thompson Square?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
See, I'm branching out.
So again, Florida Georgia Line, another like mainstream.
And they just did the collaboration with Nelly. I mean, that puts them up there too.
Mm-hmm. So we'll new see. Artist of the year?
Is the staff is picking Casey Musgraves, which I really like her, so I'm all for that.
I do too.
But the readers are going with Brett Eldredge.
And they're both, like, I love both of them. The reason the readers are going with Brett Eldredge is he toured with Taylor Swift, and his new song, it isn't a song that Steve likes. And we like Brett Eldredge because it is kind of that poppy. Yep. Yeah.
I
played it for you, remember?
Yes, I do remember. It totally makes sense.
So I mean, like both of them. Either one could win.
Yeah.
But I really like Casey Eldredge. I just put their names together.
Musgraves,
yeah, I really like her. So for Album of the Year, the staff picked Casey Musgraves, same trailer, different park, which is an amazing album. Breeders picked Carrie Underwood, Blown Away.
And again, I mean, so I'm kind of torn there, right? Because I start to think Blown Away came out a little while ago. I'm kind of over it now at this point. But at the same time, you know, I'm actually surprised that Taylor Swift isn't pulling more of a vote just because she's that mainstream. But I think people are just so over her.
So over her.
I don't know. We'll see.
How about song of the year?
So the staff is picking Kacey Musgraves' Merry Go Round.
Love it.
And the readers are picking Miranda Lambert, Mama's Broken Heart.
Love it. So either way, I'm like, whatever.
I'm surprised that Darius Rucker doesn't have more. I feel like everybody talked about that song, Wagon Wheel.
But it was overplayed.
It was. So I do much. Love Mama's Broken Heart. I have that downloaded, so.
It's my ringtone.
I'm all for it. I almost bought you a t-shirt that has, like, a quote from that song.
Oh, I love that song.
It's really cute.
And for Single of the Year, which I... Oh, that was Single of the Year. No. No, it wasn't. That was Song of the Year.
Yeah.
For Single of the Year, which I don't know the difference.
So Single, they have to actually release... You know how artists used to release, right. like, the single CD?
Mm-hmm.
That would constitute it, whereas a song would just be another song off their CD.
Okay. The staff picked Kacey Musgraves' Merry-Go-Round. The readers picked Tim McGraw featuring Keith Urban and Taylor Swift, Highway Don't Care. Which I really liked that song the first two times I heard it, but then after the 200th, I was over it. And the readers have second place for Miranda Lambert.
Yeah,
the readers just aren't loving Kacey Musgraves. I really don't think the readers of this poll know who Kacey Musgraves
is.
Yeah,
I don't think she has a big following.
Yeah, but she's an amazing artist. And she's been touring with, like, I've been wanting to see her live, but she came here with Kenny Chesney and Eric Church mm-hmm. when I was out of town. She's coming again with Lady Antebellum, which I'm not going to pay the money to go see Lady Antebellum when I'm really only there to see Kacey Musgraves.
Right.
All right, musical event of the year.
So the staff picked Tim McGraw featuring Keith Urban and Taylor Swift, Highway Don't Care. And the readers also picked it by a landslide. Which I will be honest with you. I mean, I would have voted for Florida Georgia Line featuring Nelly. Their cruise.
See, I would have voted for that. But before that, I would have voted for Blake Shelton featuring Pistol Annies. Florida Georgia Line, I also would have picked Jason Aldean featuring Luke Bryan and Eric Church, the only way I know.
No, I couldn't get down with that one either. All I know is that I did not like the Kelly Clarkson Vince Gill combo. No. I just like the Florida Georgia Line because it crossed two genres.
Right.
And I mean, I loved listening to Nelly back.
Oh, Steve hates that song. When we were in Vegas in April, that song got released and I bought it. And I'm rocking to it as I'm getting ready to go out in Vegas, and he's like, "What crap is that?"
But I do actually really like
the regular. I've always liked Nelly.
But I really like the regular cruise without mm-hmm. the Nelly collaboration as well.
And then music video of the year, the staff picked Carrie Underwood, Blown Away. And the readers picked Tim McGraw featuring Keith Urban and Taylor Swift, Highway Don't Care.
Again, I'm kind of torn up because Blown Away came out a really long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a phenomenal video. And I'm kind of over that Highway Don't Care. So I have a hard time...
It was overplayed again.
Yeah.
It was just, I don't know why radio does that. That's why I don't listen to radio anymore.
Yeah. And I just really don't like Taylor Swift as well. So
the CMAs are on this Wednesday, the 6th at...
Two more days?
7 p.m.
I think.
I don't know. It's on ABC. Check your ABC listings.
I think the pre-show stuff starts at 6 o'clock because that's what
I have
my calendar.
DVR set. Yeah. But unfortunately, Steve will be home, which is awesome. Woo! That day. And he has to perform that night, so I'm going to miss the CMAs. I'm going to have to catch up on Thursday night. And so don't talk to me about it until Friday.
Last time you kind of missed, you were out or doing something because
I was
missed
at dinner
late,
with my friend.
And I was texting you and you're and like, I was you're like, watching it?
Yeah, I was totally confused.
That was so it's been a year that I have been in love with my Zac Brown Band.
Yes. Who could be Duck Dynasty.
No.
They
no,
look
no,
very
no,
similar.
No. Zac Brown is amazing. And he's having his fifth child.
Holy cow, that guy needs to get fixed.
What's even crazier? All four of his kids are girls.
Oh my gosh. Hopefully he's got some Xanax in that cabinet.
Now we know
and
what
some
he
guns
tours.
On that shelf. Yeah. So we're running out of time. Before we go, we want to mention where you can find us. Facebook is Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. Twitter is the number 2 Girls and Wine.
Mm-hmm.
On Pinterest, we are... Come on, Pinterest queen. You've taken over the Pinterest.
Oh, you're asking me to remember that?
On
I did
Tumblr,
do a lot
we're
of work on it.
Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. If you want to email us, it's Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, all spelled out, at gmail.com.
Yes. And on Pinterest, it's Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, all spelled out also.
Great.
And...
So you can find our shows Podbean, yep. Stitcher, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Am I missing anything?
Spreaker.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a blonde.
And I just went crazy on our Pinterest because I'm a Pinterest queen.
Yes. So, follow us on Pinterest, and Ashley rocks at Pinteresting.
I do.
I do not. I'll admit that. And we're also on Instagram, the number 2 Girls in Wine.
Yes.
And we're trying to post more pictures. We went crazy on Halloween. It was awesome.
We did. We did some throwbacks.
People were loving us.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll put up Halloween pictures.
By the time Thanksgiving rolls around?
By end of day tomorrow. Whatever. That's a promise I can keep.
I don't
keep.
Believe you.
And we're going to get our blog going.
Yes. Yes. So we'll, more about that to come. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next Monday. If there's something you want us to chat about, give us a holler. We just told you where you could find us. And have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.